People in the private sector are used to using commercial applications like Slack or Skype to communicate. The military, however, can't do video, voice, file sharing, and texting all in one program. The Defense Information Systems Agency wants to change that. It's trying to create unified communications through the Defense Enterprise Office Solutions, or DEOS. Now, this contract was supposed to be awarded next year, but it might come sooner. Federal News Radio's Scott Mossione spoke about it with DISA's Enterprise-Wide Services Division Chief, Brian Herman.
Yes, we are. We're on target for that. We have a number of hurdles, but we're working through those, and we expect to make an award in the first quarter.
Great. And how have you been trying to do that? Are there certain tactics? Are you working with industry, or what sort of ways are you going about doing that?
Actually, it ends up being more of a coordination process for us to make sure that we have coordinated our requirements with the military services and agencies to make sure that we're acquiring the capabilities that they need and matching that up with the timelines that fit with their legacy capabilities, either that they run or that they currently leverage from DISA. So they may be customers of enterprise email that we offer at the agency, and we need to figure out what the timeline is to transition them to a new service.
Right. Now, when you gave your speech, you kind of said that you needed to work with the Pentagon. You mentioned that just now. You need to work with Pentagon leadership and leadership within DISA. What have you been doing with them to get this kind of ball rolling a little bit more?
So a big part of that was, this governance working group that's being led by the DoD CIO, but with membership from all of the military services and agencies on requirements and timing. The other is coordinating the acquisition strategy with the traditional players in the acquisition world, the acquisition technology and logistics and the cost folks, to make sure that everybody understands that DEOS is not a large new appropriation that DISA is trying to push through the Pentagon, but instead it's a redirection of existing IT spending among our customers, not DISA. It's among our customers that currently consume things that they either provide themselves or they consume contractual services or enterprise services that we currently provide.
So people in the private realm, they might be familiar with things like Skype or Slack. It's sort of like that, bringing all those kind of mediums together.
There are a number of existing commercial offerings, and those are good examples. We have traditionally looked at collaborative capabilities as a requirements process. Years ago, we did it through the NetCentric Enterprise Services Program. Today, we're looking at this and saying commercial industry has a set of these that they offer to their other commercial partners as a software as a service, and we want to go that route where we adopt commercially available services rather than develop custom things for the Department of Defense. So that's what DEOS is really all about.
So could you sort of explain how this UC will be delivered to the components and the services if it's not exactly coming from DISA outward?
So we expect DEOS to be a commercially provided service, and that's a little bit different than some of the models that we've used in the past. But several of our partners already do that right now. An example of that is the Navy has the next generation IT services that they provide. And they've done that for a number of years. Some of that is owned by the Navy, and some of that is actually commercially provided. So they use those tools. The vendor provides them for them, and there's not a large government team that's delivering that capability. In contrast to that, right now, DISA delivers Defense Enterprise Email as what I call a government-managed service, meaning we provide the leadership role of delivering that service from our Defense Enterprise Computing Centers. There are government personnel as well as many contractors that support that program, but the government has overall leadership of delivering the capability. DEOS, in contrast, would be delivered by the vendor, and in the continental United States, it's most likely going to be delivered from a vendor facility that's connected to the DoD information networks and secured like we would any enterprise computing center.
Now, where are you right now in the contract itself?
So we've done a number of requests for information. Originally, we kind of called that a phased approach to a draft RFP. And what we were trying to do was to ask questions of industry as they came up so that we could ensure that we're asking for the right kinds of services. A good example is in November, we went out to industry and asked them, based on the requirements document that we passed to them, which of these things are not part of your commercial offerings and or would take us out of that non-developmental model? Our mission partners and DoD leadership wanted to make sure that we're striving to acquire a commercially available service. So we had to go back and re-coordinate some of the requirements to make sure that we match up with what's commercially available. So that was a big part of the request for information or requests for information that we've done up to this date. The net result of that is that we've had really good coordination with all of those stakeholders on our requirements, and we do anticipate going out with a full draft RFP in the next couple of months, certainly within this quarter.
Great. And do you have any idea how big the contract might be price-wise?
I can't give you specifics on the price, but what I will say is that the pilots that we've done across the Department of Defense have taught us a lot. We've learned good things from the Air Force's Collaboration Pathfinder and some things that our UK Ministry of Defense partners have done in the past. So we've taken that knowledge. But what we found is that no matter how successful those pilots were, for one reason or another, none of them had sufficient scope to be able to serve the entire Department of Defense. Mm-hmm. And so one of the challenges with DEOS is that it gets a lot of attention because it is intended to serve the entire Department of Defense. A challenge for us is that we have to make sure everybody understands that we're not talking about a huge new appropriation for the Department of Defense in this service. We're talking about redirecting the way we use our current IT spending on services. So the solution and the timing for the Army is different than the timing for the Navy. And everybody right now is trying to look at their legacy capabilities and the enterprise services that they use and figure out when it's appropriate for them to come on board to the service. But it's been a challenge to get the acquisition community aware of what that means in terms of not having a large appropriation, because they're used to thinking a program is a huge appropriation or money grab.
That's Brian Herman, Enterprise-Wide Services Division Chief at the Defense Information Systems Agency, speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Mossioni. You can find Scott's story and all of our DoD coverage at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.